the culture shock, like, going back to Philippines?
I mean, aside from the language, one of the biggest shocks I've had was just the gender division in the Philippines is just so much more stark and rigid than it is here. And my mom taught me to be very, very adamant, aggressive, and, you know, a very proud woman, even when I was young, you know, just like, stand up, be assertive, voila. And so when I went to the Philippines, it's complete opposite. You're supposed to be, you know, you kind of have to fit the mold to be accepted, and you can't be rambunctious, you can't be a tomboy, you cannot, you know, there's so many factors that try to keep you as the quote-unquote Maria Clara of the Philippines, which is the hero, your heroine in the Noli Me Sangre, you know, everyone looks back to her, and she's a very supportive and no questions asked kind of woman, and we all have to fit that mold. So I hated that. I hated it with a passion, and I lived in that household where my dad was, no matter how, you know, sometimes progressive thinking he is, very backwards in his traditional ways. Like, he would tell my brother, why don't you go out more, you know, here's the keys, here, I'll buy you a license, you know, like, you know, here's money, just go out. And then, because my brother was also kind of a homebody like me, but with me, I wanted to go out. He's like, no, you're a girl, you don't go out until you're 18 or maybe 21. So, yeah, 18 if I'm lucky, yeah. So, it had that kind of, you know what you are, you know, it's just so rigid, I couldn't take it. So that was the biggest culture shock, I think, and that's what made me want to come back to the U.S. If there was one specific reason, that would be it. It's hard to combat that individually and as a kid.